Dhammo have rakati dhammacharin. Dhammo suchinno sukamavahati. Esa nisangso dhamme suchinne. Na dugating gachati dhammachari. Indeed, the Dhamma protects the Dhamma practitioner. Dhamma well practiced brings happiness. Never to an evil rebirth goes the Dhamma practitioner. This is the advantage of well practiced Dharma. In day-to-day life, whilst carrying out our worldly duties and responsibilities, it is so very important that we try to remember to live our lives as much as possible in accordance with the Dhamma, the worldly as well as the supramundane Dharma. If we have the Dhamma in our life, no matter how busy we are or what challenges we face, the Dhamma will help us to carry out our lives in a more peaceful and harmonious way. At the same time, this Dhamma will pave the way for us to develop higher values such as loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity, or metta, karuna, mudita, and upekkha, as well as the wisdom and insight that will prepare us to cope with old age, sickness, death, and with any forms of crisis or danger. We need to reflect that although we may be peaceful and comfortable now, we do not know when these circumstances will change. Look at how disasters in various parts of the world, such as floods, fire, earthquakes, tsunami, and so on, has suddenly caused people to lose their homes, properties, loved ones, and so on. Amongst your own friends and relatives, there are many who have been suddenly struck by illness or even death. We are all growing older day by day, and sooner or later, we will have to face the inevitable sufferings of old age, and we should all ask ourselves, are we really prepared to face such a situation? Or will we be taken by surprise? We need to start to prepare ourselves now. And it is only by training and purifying our minds and realizing the higher Dhamma that can truly make us more resilient to the ups and downs of life and enable us to confront and overcome any crisis or challenges. However, in order to pave the way for realization of the higher Dhamma, we need to have some solid foundation in the worldly Dhamma, the virtues and merits to support us in our spiritual practice. The Dhamma is a protection for us. Firstly, when we cultivate the worldly Dhamma, we are protected from the negative effects of evil actions. And when we realize the supramundane Dharma, we will be protected from any kind of suffering because our minds will be free, no matter what trials or challenges we may have to endure. It is important for us to reflect on and to recognize the preciousness of this life, of being born as a human being. The Pali word for human, manusa, means the developed mind or the potential to develop the mind. We all have the potential to develop our minds, to practice and realize the Dhamma and to attain enlightenment. This makes our human life very precious. Not only that, but we should also reflect how fortunate we are to have the opportunity to come in contact with the Dhamma, with the Buddha's teachings, and to receive guidance. We have the freedom and ability to cultivate and purify our minds in order to put an end to this cycle of suffering. The more we truly appreciate this opportunity that we have to apply and practice the Dhamma in our daily lives, the more we will start to see the urgency to fully understand the Dharma, and our priorities in life will begin to change. Please remember that the process of enlightenment can only come about through your own aspiration. It is the aspiration to gain enlightenment, not only for yourself, but also for the sake of others, that will provide you with the energy and motivation to practice the Dhamma. It will also give you the strength and courage to confront and overcome whatever obstacles or challenges that may arise along the spiritual path. The Dhamma is the best thing we can have in our lives, because it is the Dhamma that teaches us how to live. Not just how to live a peaceful and successful life through righteous means, but it also leads us to purify our minds in order to develop the wisdom and insight that will enable us to cope with the vicissitudes of life, with the ups and downs of life. Eventually, this Dhamma will pave the way for us to realize our full potentials as human beings, the potential to put an end to the cycle of birth, old age, sickness, and death. This cycle that generates so much suffering for ourselves and all other beings, and to realize true freedom. May you all cherish this opportunity to nurture the Dhamma in all aspects of your life, to sow the seeds of enlightenment in your hearts, and one day attain to the ultimate peace and happiness of Nibbana.